On with more news stories. A tech firm that helps fight phone scammers celebrates an award. Three lions on a war? A couple discover a hidden 1966 mural in their home, and a new indoor golf centre brings the game into the city centre.
A tech company that helps people avoid phone scams is celebrating after scooping a national award. Phonely, which has offices in Lowestoft and Norwich, won the Digital Inclusion Award at the AbilityNet Tech for Good Awards 2026 for its work in helping people stay safe from scams. The annual awards, which celebrate organisations using technology to improve people's lives, recognised the firm's work in helping older people stay connected and protected as the UK transitions from traditional analogue phone lines to digital landlines. Bryn Thompson, director at Phonely, said, "Winning this award is an incredibly proud moment for everyone at Phonely. It's especially meaningful because it recognises the difference we're making to people's lives, not simply the technology we've developed. Phonely's core service helps older people and those at risk of fraud keep their existing home phones and numbers while benefiting from automatic scam call blocking, call screening, and other protective features. The company currently supports more than 8,000 households across the UK."
A giant tortoise weighing 40 kilograms and more than a metre in length, is needing a new home. Theo, a sulcata tortoise, will be at Norfolk Tortoise Club's summer open day in Hethersett, when visitors can meet tortoises available for adoption and learn more about rehoming the long-lived animals. As well as Theo, Humphrey, Toby and Leopard are also looking for loving homes. The club, founded more than 25 years ago, promotes tortoise welfare and provides care advice to owners. A spokesman said, "Interest in tortoise keeping has grown steadily in the UK in recent years, driven partly by the increased availability through captive bred imports. Due to their long lifespan and availability, the number of tortoises needing new homes is on the rise, and the club's message is simple. Don't buy, adopt."
A hidden football treasure has been uncovered behind a little girl's bedroom wallpaper. Thomas and Lisa Shelbourne made the stunning find while decorating their Eton home. The mural celebrates 1966 World Cup heroes, including Bobby Moore and Jeff Hurst. It is by Norwich artist Brian Savory, who died in 2023. For 60 years, Mr. Savory lived in the house built during the historic year of 1966 with his wife Joyce and their sons Eric and Keith after moving from London. "It's such an unexpected discovery and feels historically significant, so we're considering whether there's a way to preserve it. However, Mr. and Mrs. Shelbourne are now in a predicament over what to do with the artwork, as their 3.5-year-old daughter has requested pink walls with rainbows and unicorns." Mr. Shelbourne said, "We are not going to rip the whole thing apart. We want to preserve what is here. It doesn't need to be a museum, but it's nice." Born in London, Mr. Savory moved with his family to Norwich in 1966. He painted scenes from across East Anglia, including the Norfolk Broads and Suffolk villages. He worked full-time at Norwich City College, where he taught drawing, painting, model making, design and decorating. Last year, some of his handiwork went under the hammer after his family donated 300 pieces to raise vital funds for East Anglia's children's hospices.
A new indoor golf venue is bringing the game from the course to the city centre. aiming to make the sport more accessible for people living and working in Norwich. City Greens on Queen Street offers three fully kitted out golf simulator rooms for private hire and events in the heart of the city. Since opening in March, it has welcomed golfers of all abilities, from frequent players wanting to get some practice in before work or during their lunch break, to complete beginners swinging a club for the first time. Fred Anthony, who co-founded City Greens alongside Stuart Wardle, said the indoor venue will offer golfers a place to practice during the cold and wet weather, as well as being the perfect place for work do's and date nights, with the TrackMan simulators having a range of fun interactive games. Golf has grown in popularity since the pandemic, with more people playing the sport than ever before.